think that we're a nation of people descended from tough old coots and tough old broads. And I say that with great admiration. They just wanted to control their own future and to have children who could control their own destiny.
Tornadoes aren't the only biblical challenge the Oblingers face. By a river in the Rockies, the end of the world is brewing. A prehistoric species emerges to battle for the Great Plains. Locusts. After devouring the local vegetation, they release pheromones that signal it's time to move on. They grow long wings. Swarms head east on the wind. They join up over the Great Plains and become a plague. In 1874, they devour half of the crops in the West. 3 trillion locusts. Half a mile high, 100 miles wide, 1,000 miles long. As big as Colorado, they block out the sun. Agricultural Armageddon. To men like Uriah, the locusts are the wrath of God. By 1892, half the population of western Nebraska goes back east. Uriah stays.
You have to be brave in order to achieve in this country, because nothing's set right there for you. You have to take chances. And I think bravery and fear are the same things. It's just a matter of how you react to that same feeling.
Those who stick it out get lucky. Within 30 years, the locust is extinct. Its breeding grounds in the Rockies plowed over by settlers like Uriah. In 10 years, the Great Plains become the breadbasket of the country. For the first time, America can feed itself. Today, 50 million tons of wheat is farmed each year. But trees are still scarce, and to build towns, settlers need wood.